There's a fire inside you you can't ignore. Stand still, not a chance. You're a lifelong learner who's come this far. Now, we're here to help you keep going further. Capella University, what can't you do? Visit capella.edu to learn more.
Thanks to DoorDash for sponsoring this episode. DoorDash makes showing up for the people you love easy. Needed that? Delivered. DoorDash. Order now.
Hello, and welcome to Smosh Reads Reddit Stories. I'm Shane, and today's theme is weddings. Specifically, wedding dilemmas. And I'm joined by two dilemmas. Amanda and Angela.
I'll beat you up, buddy. You're the dilemma, honey.
The only dilemma I see is money.
The only dilemma I see is a man in my sheets and a freak on the street.
The only dilemma I see is a man I gotta listen to in front of me. Dilemma is, I don't wanna.
Yeah, dilemma is my ball and chain. Dilemma is, he's not sexy anymore. He put on the LBs over the years.
What?
He said he's getting into what? Ice cream. Ow.
What That's Tennessee Williams play are we stuck in right now?
Mama always said, like.
That's true.
Boys be boys, and they're getting on the LBs.
Well, Mama always said, get your pancakes out. And I said, yeah.
Yeah, Mama.
All right.
Yeah, Mama. Anyways.
Hello.
Hey.
How's it going?
You know, I'm feeling pink.
Uh-huh.
I'm feeling...
Got some flowers here.
I'm so excited to do this with you guys because I know both of you are married. I'm not married, but I just went through what I want to call the worst summer of my life, where I had 9 weddings.
You went to 9 weddings in one summer?
Not this summer. It was spring and summer. It was wedding season.
But sorry, 9 weddings in 1 year. Mind you, I've probably gone to maybe less than 5 weddings in my adult life.
Whoa. I think it actually started
probably
in the fall. I think it started in the fall, the 9.
But 9 in...
That sorry, is
nine,
too
But 9
much.
In the span of 12 months.
Is and has been destructive to every part of me.
Do you have any money left?
No.
How many,
that's why I'm chained to the set.
Were you? How many were you a bridesmaid in?
I was a bridesmaid in 2.
Okay.
That's a lot.
And
that's a lot, too.
Yeah. I don't have married friends.
Dude.
And all of a sudden, they all just went, let's just do it this year.
In all of the weddings you both have been to, have there been any like standout, like awkward moments or like, oh, this was the thing that went wrong?
Oh, I have so many.
Because I feel like every wedding has something go
Definitely.
Slightly wrong.
Definitely.
But, so many.
And obviously, you probably can't repeat it because your friends might
yes,
see this
yes.
or whatever, but.
There's like some jealousy, some like, Ooh. Yeah.
Oh, whoa, okay.
I've definitely witnessed that.
Ooh.
I went to a wedding yeah. recently where they did a crazy thing. Shout out to an old Reddit Stories episode with you two, the B Room.
Yes.
Yes.
I went
oh,
to
the B Room is so funny.
It's so funny.
I went to a wedding recently that they had a camera set up in another room. To just, and that was just rolling. And it was just in a separate room and they lit it. And it was like catnip for me. I kept bringing people in there and doing like interviews.
That is so catnip for
so
you.
So they were just just having that video to hold on to.
They were
to.
Like, if you guys wanna like go do a shout out, we're gonna have this like video
They're like,
rolling.
A shout out? You mean a television show
50
with
years
Angela?
Later, they're gonna pull it up and just be like, oh, so it's the Angela show.
No, it is me and then an open bar with that. It was-
Oh, that's awesome.
I brought all my friends and I made everyone do a group self-tape.
No!
And I was like, we all have to slate!
Oh my God.
That's awesome.
That's another thing too. Open bar. Do you have open bar or do you not? And some people are like, yeah. no open bar. And some people are like, oh my God, we only have 1 hour for drinks or whatever.
I know.
It's crazy.
The only ones I've been to have been open bar, but I have such a fear of like, I don't want to be sloppy at a wedding. Like I am very like minimal about drinking.
Oh
at weddings,
boy.
Which is hard because everybody's drinking. So you kind of like feel that like, oh, it's so fun and nice, but it's like, I live in fear of being one of the like embarrassing people at a wedding. Because I want to be invisible at a wedding to a degree.
Dry weddings, scary shit goes down in those
Oh, I'm sure it gets real crazy.
I've never been to a dry wedding in my life.
I could see a dry wedding being okay, but you got to like kind of find what's the like
thing. No, because
thing.
If you're like us, you're going to sneak it in. My mom and I, we went to
of
a-
Of course you are.
My mom and I went to a nearby Maggiano's.
Of course you're going to sneak it in.
The only
of
thing nearby was a Maggiano's.
And you guys chugged glasses of wine.
And then we weren't okay.
I could do a dry wedding.
Honestly, that would be me. I don't know if I could do it.
It's not good.
If I heard that I was going to a dry wedding, if I knew that it was going to be like an outside venue, I'd be okay for some reason. Outside, I'm like, oh, I'm chilling. I'm outside. This is nice. I'm high on nature. Yeah. But if I'm inside anywhere and it's like it's dry, so I'm like, oh, I'm just stuck in here with people, social interaction all night
September.
With people I don't know, and I'm like, and I can't have a drink. I got to get out of here.
You're like, why would I dance?
I can't dance. I can barely dance. Even I need drinks to dance. But
we should get Shane so fucked up and go to a huge club and just you and I. And watch Shane, but we're not with him. We sit on stools and we put him out in the center.
Do we bring our own stools?
And then I get a call from Courtney she's like, where are you? And I'm like, I actually don't know. I have no idea. She's like, are you at a club? And I'm like, Courtney, I don't know.
Courtney can come, but she cannot interact with you.
she cannot help me.
And the three of us just have
like
our
hearties. I'm like one of those baby sea turtles where they're like, you can't help it. It's got to get to the ocean on its own. And they're like,
don't touch it. Don't touch it.
There's seagulls coming. It's like, you gotta let him gotta make it himself.
He's gotta do it.
All right. This first story comes from Wedding Shaming, and it was posted in August of this year, which is literally like 3 days.
What?
Okay. The pancake's out of the pan.
Yeah.
Just came out of the pan.
Pancakes are in a pan?
Fresh out of the
pan.
Yeah,
they are.
Yeah. A griddle. Flipped. You could do a griddle.
I'm not well.
You ever had baked pancakes? No, I'm just kidding.
Microwave?
Yeah.
Dutch baby.
Yeah, hello. Oh. Dutch baby, so good.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
I got a new thing to try.
He loves pancakes. Remember when we had pancakes in Montreal?
He loves them.
Wait, those were so good. What were they made out of? Cottage cheese?
I had cottage cheese pancakes in Montreal. And
they were so good.
They
good.
Were so
good. We ate pancakes every day on the Reddit tour. Yep.
I actually did.
No, just Shane.
And that's something you make up in fan fiction, but it's true.
But it's true. No, I know. It's true.
This comes from Wedding Shaming, posted in August 2026. Possibly considered malicious, definitely considered tacky, wedding guests. I have no idea why this just occurred to me now as I got married 19 years ago. We opened our gifts after getting back from our honeymoon. It was just close local family there with us for the gift opening. As we were opening one of the gifts, we knew immediately that whatever it was most certainly was broken. Not just a little broke, but completely shattered into little tiny pieces. It was a box of glass dinner plates. They were on our registry at Target. I remember at the time being very surprised at just how broken it all was. Looking back, there was no way it could have been purchased at the store like it was. These were heavier duty, more casual dining plates, not fine china, but they would have been packaged well in the box. Picking up a box off the shelf with this level of broke, you would know it couldn't be used or purchased. It literally seemed like each plate was removed and smashed with a hammer or something and then placed back in the box. Separate observance, but also connected. We got the raw footage of our wedding video a month or so after our wedding. We couldn't afford the big bucks of having it beautifully edited to music and things, so we just paid the lower cost of having the basic raw footage. We were watching it back and enjoyed seeing details we missed on our special day, as it was a very busy and chaotic happy time. We were looking at our reception footage and noticed a married couple from our church enter the reception room with two people we had never seen before in our life. We didn't have formal assigned seating at our reception, just reserved tables up front for our wedding party and close family. The sister of this married couple was a part of my bridal party, so I called her to ask about it. Side note, she ended up being my frenemy.
Ooh.
Camera mics on quality video pick up a lot. We got to hear and watch her and her mother trash talking me at my own wedding in that raw footage we purchased. It was my pastor's wife and her daughters doing all the mean, tacky things. Anywho, apparently it was their friends or acquaintances from work. We didn't do table-to-table greetings like some do at receptions. It was wall-to-wall tables of 250 seated guests, and weaving in between the seating would have been a bit challenging in my wedding dress. So we completely missed the fact that strangers were sitting in our reception. We opted to do a formal receiving line at the church before the reception because we had a few guests that could only make the wedding ceremony. We wanted to make sure we could have a chance to see everyone, hug them, and say hello then. This young married couple opted not to do the receiving line. I checked the church video camera footage and didn't see the strangers we had never met at the church. Apparently they met up and just came on in for a free meal at our wedding reception by the verbal invitation of the couple that was actually invited. The couple that brought the uninvited strangers to our reception was the same couple that gifted us the smashed up dinner plates. It didn't have a gift receipt, but I brought it back to Target anyway, hoping for the best. The ladies in the returns department took the box from me, and one of the ladies said, "Oh my God, what the hell?" All these years later, it now occurred to me that this was quite possibly done intentionally. My brain isn't wired to think the immediate worst, but thinking back, the pastor's daughters were not always kind to me behind my back. I should have clued in. Is intentionally destroying a wedding gift and giving it that way a thing for some people or some kind of mean message? Who knows? Thanks for letting me ramble. And if you are currently engaged and planning your wedding, make sure everyone is mic'd up and you take the time to listen to all the chatter and the raw footage afterwards. You might learn a few things you didn't know before.
Wait, I have a couple questions.
Yeah.
This wedding didn't happen this year.
This happened 19 years ago.
It's a cold case.
It's a cold case.
So this is a wedding from 2005.
It's a cold case.
They probably had to get a VHS.
It's a VHS. Yeah.
Converter.
Wait, no, it doesn't matter.
Were people mic'd up?
This is a crime scene.
Was there a body?
Probably.
No, but were people mic'd up?
No, it wasn't that they were mic'd up. They weren't mic'd up. It's that the camera from way back in 2007 picked up audio from people that were around. So she got to hear people talking shit.
Because it was good audio.
Because it was, well, it was just a camera that had clearly like some sort of shotgun mic
there
on
was
it.
There's just a guy holding a boom.
Yeah.
He's like, it's like, just hey, Mark, are you thirsty? Do you want a glass of champagne?
I'm good.
No, I'm good.
Or there's one.
I'm good.
There's yeah, one table that Scott is standing above, and it's all the bitches. And the bride's like, I just want to hear what they had to say.
And they're like, what a little slut in that dress. And Matt's just like,
okay, so this is... This is
because he's tired. He's holding the fucking mic for hours. This is my scenario.
No, it makes sense. This is a mystery to me.
It's pretty fascinating. That's a crazy correlation.
Why?
I love that 19 years later, this bride is just asleep in bed and just goes...
The plates were on purpose.
Plates. This is truly True Detective season one, where it's like 20 years after, and they're like, wait,
oh my
hold
God.
On. This is all piecing together.
I would read this book, The Pastor's Wife.
I would read this in a second. Or like, even just like somebody going, rewind that. And everyone's like, what?
Everyone's like, what happened?
In the book version, it would be that someone tragically passed away by accident at the wedding. But then 20 years later, she's piecing it all together. And she's like, oh my God, I think they were murdered.
And it all has to do with the plates.
And also do with
the
plates.
Wait, what happened with the murder? What?
No.
I'm saying in the book version of this, someone would have died.
Well, there's probably a body floating nearby.
Probably. 250 people, one of them could have died and nobody knew.
But wait, why did this? Okay, so I understand that there's somebody from the pastor's wife or his daughter didn't like OP.
The pastor's daughters were talking shit to her, but it was pastor's wife.
Why bring a random couple?
Yeah.
Because they just brought in a random couple.
Also, what did they do to the
plates? Because if they didn't like the bride, then they had a random couple. This is a wedding with 250 people.
That is a lot of people, yeah.
So they're probably just like, oh, yeah, come to this wedding. Like, they have no respect for the bride and groom.
That's what it is.
What did they do to the plates,
though? So they're just like, yeah, come on, hang out with us.
Like, did they smash the plates and then wrap them up? Like, they fucked
up. Or maybe they just, like, took a sledgehammer to the box or something.
But they paid for it.
I know.
They're dumb.
Maybe that's an accident. I don't know.
That's a sin.
When you said OP went back to the tape, I thought you were going to be like, we had these shattered plates, and then we went back to our wedding tape. We saw all these little boys.
Boom!
That's what I thought she was going to say.
We saw these little gremlins stomping on the
couple that they brought in for free was just like pointing to the gift. Like, what's your
let's
gift?
Smash
let's
it.
Smash it outside and get drunk.
I also love her bringing it back to Target. They're like, holy shit,
what happened to you? Target would never send plates like this. The Target brand, we keep it durably wrapped.
Durably wrapped. You send that bullshit over to Walmart.
We keep it durably wrapped.
This episode of Reddit Stories is sponsored by DoorDash. DoorDash makes showing up for the people you love easy. Needed that? Delivered. DoorDash. Order now. I know it's still summer, but I'm already counting down the days until the holiday season for one big reason. My holiday care packages from DoorDash. Every year, my friend sends me the most thoughtful and delicious treats. On Halloween, I got a giant bag of king-size candy that I will not be sharing with any trick-or-treaters. For Thanksgiving, he sent a few grocery essentials in case I forgot something while cooking, like the classic canned cranberry sauce. For Christmas, he sent over a fruitcake that I will be sharing with carolers. And on New Year's Day, a breakfast sandwich to soak up all my bad decisions from the night before. Opening my door to those little surprises makes me smile every single time. I truly look forward to it. And honestly, I'm hoping we can squeeze in a few extra holidays this year. Maybe this year I'll send him some DoorDash gifts on a random day. I don't need a holiday to treat my friend. DoorDash makes showing up for the people you love easy. Needed that? Delivered. DoorDash. Order now. Back to the show. Okay.
Okay.
Some comments here. Someone said, but most importantly, did you get your refund? It is sad that some people have such hate that they do these things.
You've never been one to settle. Stand down or stand still. You're a lifelong learner, energized by excellence. There's a fire inside you you can't ignore. You've got competition to outrun, momentum to build on, and your own high standards to meet. Stop now? Not a chance. At Capella University, we help you catch what you're chasing because you've always had the drive. Now, go earn the degree. Capella University, what can't you do? Visit capella.edu to learn more.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Ben, I've been reflecting a lot lately on how many big life moments our listeners have experienced with us.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
They've watched us go from dating shows to engagements, weddings, babies, buying homes. Every stage comes with new decisions.
The milestones are the fun part, but the planning is where things get real.
That's why Klarna stands out. Klarna gives people smarter tools to help manage everyday money with flexible ways to pay, cash back that builds automatically, everything in one place, and support that makes everyday decisions feel less overwhelming.
Since life moves so fast, the right tools can help you feel more confident. Download the Klarna app today or visit Klarna.com to learn more.
California resident loans made or arranged pursuant to a California finance law license, NMLS number 1353190. Klarna balance account required to be eligible for cashback points. Limitations, terms, and conditions apply.
Opie said they gave us a gift card for the amount. We used it to buy a different set of plates. They were so nice and understanding. Okay, so that at least worked out.
Okay.
I could believe some people are just assholes. Like, they're just absolute assholes. And the fact that they ended up becoming frenemies later on has me believing this person just hated her all along.
Yes.
And they just kind of came up to the surface eventually.
This is why big weddings are dangerous, man, because you don't know who's there. Why have a big party when you can't even talk to all of them?
I know. I always feel that way about my birthday. I'm like, I don't want people to hang out without me there.
Right.
Whoa. I'm in the corner. You know what I mean? Like, there's so many people, and you're like, oh, I want to be in that combo, and that one, and that one, and that one.
This is why, honestly, I've been doing big birthdays forever, and I'm like, I think I'm done.
Yeah.
Because I would rather have, like, little celebrations with people, but I think birthdays are overrated. I think I'm done forever.
250 people is, frankly, insane to me.
Yeah.
Unless both families are so big where it's like, no, we have to.
Yeah, but think about
those. But it's not just.
There are a lot of.
Think about those weddings that have like 500 people and they cut the cake with a sword. Have you seen those?
My parents had a 500 people wedding.
And did they cut the cake with a sword?
No.
What did they cut?
I don't think those are.
Because how do you have enough cake for 500 people?
Yeah, I think you do cookies.
And you need a sword.
I think you do cookies.
I think you do cookies.
I think you do cookies.
I think once you hit 400, you're
kind of leaning into your, hey, you guys friends with the bride? You're leaning into my favorite character you've ever done in my life.
I think you do cookies.
Is that the bride? You guys drinking Chardonnay?
Jesus.
Are you guys here for a bachelorette? Or?
Someone else said, it's suspicious, but I also think it's weird to spend all the money on a gift, then destroy it. Like, they still paid for it. They could have just not got you anything and saved the trouble. Someone said, my mother-in-law forced us to invite a lady neither of us had ever met because she had gotten mad at not being invited to his older sister's wedding.
Oh my
God. Brings us a set of used Christmas candles as our gift from like the 90s. The wedding was 2014. They went into the trash immediately.
I'm like, either bring a stranger or do a bad gift. Don't do both.
Yeah, you gotta choose one or the other. Another comment, someone said, I was waiting for the video of the random couple jumping up and down on the wedding gift.
Yeah.
And lastly, someone said, what kind of wackos invite other people to someone else's wedding reception? That kind of entitlement is just scary. Opie said, we were very surprised ourselves. I had known that couple for a long time. It seemed very out of character. I think wedding crashing is just really cringy and weird to me.
I don't understand it. A wedding crash.
I don't understand why people would want to.
Don't ask me to do it.
Okay, we won't.
Can we just, how fun does it sound though?
Okay, I would do it with you fuckers.
Like when I watch,
really changed your tone fast there.
So here's the thing. I'm going to say it's mean to do this. It's mean, right? But then let's just, like, for a side note, be like, did any part of you watch that movie and go, I'd love to try it?
Yeah.
Not for the, like, fucking
You mean for the part when they have sex with so many different women? Do you remember rewatching Wedding Crashers and goes, I don't remember this part where they throw women on the
bed. It's literally like, the
yeah.
Wait, honestly? Are we giving those guys?
Yeah. Yeah. It's just women going like this.
Which one of you is Owen Wilson? Which one of you is Vince Vaughn?
I'm
obviously Vince Vaughn with tired eyes, and I'm 7'5". Who's just like eating all the snacks.
We could do that.
You are so Owen Wilson. Are you joking?
Oh my God.
It's you. It's me.
But it does sound fun to kind of like just be like, no one notices us. That part sounds fun for a second. Or like, have you ever been in a hotel where you see the wedding and you're like, all I want to do is just walk by, grab a piece of cake, and go upstairs.
Wait, I did Wedding Crash once.
Okay, so this completely has come back around.
It was
so
okay.
It was really.
And you got a glass of champagne at a hotel?
It was so quick. It was at a hotel. It was my sister's wedding.
Wait,
she got married on the beach.
Sorry, you're wedding crashing your own sister's wedding?
No, there were two weddings.
Oh.
Oh yeah. I'm very cool.
So you park hoppered weddings.
So what?
Park hoppered.
I park hoppered. You went from California Adventure to.
Yeah.
James didn't laugh hard enough at that joke.
Yeah.
That should have gotten him.
That was a Disney adult joke.
He's busy.
He booed you.
So anyways, my sister's wedding was in one location, but it's all at the hotel. And then me and my older sister, this other wedding had like a full photo booth with all these like fun things. And my sister was like, do you want to go to the other wedding and take some photos? And I was like, let's do it. So we went to the other wedding and she was like, oh my God, the photo booth. And I was like, so the louder you are, the worse it is. So we grabbed all the things and we took photos in the photo booth.
And then you left.
And then we left.
Okay, that's not as bad. You didn't take their resources. You didn't like.
We did take their resources.
That's the most millennial way.
You didn't take them away. Did you take it away or you left? You just
I
took
didn't
photos.
I didn't move a whole photo booth.
Yeah, you took some photos.
Could you imagine? We were like, sorry.
So you went and took a photo out of the photo booth and then.
Yeah.
I think it could be worse. You didn't take any cake.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
That was entry level.
But I had a few drinks.
That was entry level.
I've gotten very close when I'm at a hotel and you see the wedding and you're like, I could just kind of walk in there.
We would get caught.
Our next story comes from Relationship Advice and it was posted in June of this year. This is a 26-year-old woman. She writes, my childhood best friend, a 26-year-old woman, did not ask me to be a bridesmaid in her wedding. I am heartbroken. Where do I go from here?
This sucks.
My childhood best friend is getting married this year in November. I'll call her Katie, fake name. We've been best friends since we were 3 years old and we were inseparable. Always at each other's houses, always doing everything together. She was my ride or die. Typical life stuff like going to different colleges decreased our communication and ability to spend time together. But we would always make it a point to spend breaks together in some capacity. As we got older and added jobs to the mix, time became tighter and texting/calling would be less frequent. Katie met her fiance, Ben, also a fake name, who's 30, shortly after graduating college, and then it became even harder to talk to her. He's fine. I think he's a little boring, but he's nice and treats her well. I'm not saying I'm completely innocent here. Maybe I could have tried harder to reach out more, but she just wouldn't reply for a few days at a time, something that isn't out of the norm. And then I wouldn't reply immediately, and the cycle continued. Last year over the summer, Ben proposed. Katie and I hadn't seen each other in a year at that point, as she was working two jobs and I was in grad school while working as well. She sent the picture of him proposing in a group chat with me and a few other friends, which I was a little upset about. Felt like she would FaceTime me or at least call me. I asked her out to lunch and we caught up and spoke about her engagement and wedding planning. She told me the date was for this November and they were looking into venues and planning, etc. I put the date in my calendar, obviously, and told her to let me know if she needed help planning. Wink, wink. And her response hinted at me being part of the wedding. 2 months later, Katie posts on Facebook that she found her dress, posting a picture of her, her mom, her future mother-in-law, her older sister, and Ben's sister at a wedding boutique, similar to her getting engaged. I felt a little upset, but rationalized that she just wanted family there. I still haven't heard anything about being a bridesmaid. This next part isn't really relevant information about the wedding, but gives some more context. Time continues, and it's now December 2025, and I find out through Ben's Instagram story that they bought a house. I had no idea they were even looking, and then Katie didn't, like, tell me herself. I texted her, oh my God, you and Ben bought a house? That's so exciting. Congrats. Where's it at? At this point, I was about to be on winter break from school and asked if on one of my days off of work, I could come over and help her unpack or just hang out, which she agreed. And we set a date. The evening before, I texted her, hey, am I still good to come over tomorrow? What time? No response. I wake up at 10 the day of and ask, hey, when can I come over? She finally replies an hour later and says, hey, I'm so sorry, I forgot. Ben and I are going to his family member's event in town that's 2 hours away. Can I let you know when we get home this afternoon? You can come over then. I say sure, because what else can I say? 3 p.m. rolls along, nothing. 4 p.m., I text her asking for an update. 4:30, she says they're almost home. I ask how long? No reply. It's a 45-minute drive to their new place. 5:15, I ask if they're home yet. Finally texts me at 6 p.m. that they're home if I want to come over. I had given up at that point and said we should just reschedule. Mm-hmm. In January, Katie and Ben had a housewarming party, and so me and my boyfriend, who's 32, of 2 years, went. I recognized a couple people from our high school, but it was mostly his slash her coworkers, extended family, etc. Katie is introducing me to people. Hey, this is OP, she's my best friend, and things felt pretty good, but I still was not asked to be a bridesmaid. The next week, I got a save the date in the mail. On it is a QR code for their wedding website. One of the menu options is introducing the wedding party. And my heart dropped. I click on it and realize that I was never going to be asked to be a bridesmaid. She has 8 bridesmaids, including her maid of honor, her sister. 8 bridesmaids. 8. 2 of them are people from our neighborhood that I had no idea they were that close of friends. The rest are Ben's sisters and cousins. I feel betrayed. I feel so incredibly hurt. I couldn't stop crying the rest of the day. I called my mom seeking reassurance that I'm not overreacting, but she basically said that I needed to get over it, that I should be happy she found people in her life that she's close to. I just thought I was one of those people. My boyfriend said to me in the time he's known me, Katie has not been a good friend in his perspective. Not to get into too much detail, but he listed examples such as being 2 hours late to my 25th birthday dinner, not confirming if she could make it to an event I invited her to a month before until 2 days before said event, and that recent instance of her forgetting about the family thing on the day we were supposed to hang out. I haven't reached out to her since. I doubt if I confront her, she will even respond. I don't know if I can go to the wedding. I always imagine standing by her side at the altar. I can't imagine sitting and watching from the pews. I don't know what to do. I feel like I'll regret not going, but I don't know if I'll be able to keep my composure either. I'm not sure which is worse, that she deliberately didn't ask me or that she forgot to. I feel that I have the right to be upset, but my mom says otherwise, and I've always trusted her advice in the past, that I need to move on and just go to the wedding because I'll regret it otherwise. Part of me says Katie has the right to make her choices of bridesmaids and that I shouldn't be this upset about not being one. I also feel embarrassed and that I'm the butt of a joke I wasn't aware of. What do I even do now? If you stuck with the reading this far, thank you. I'm open to any advice and feedback. Okay. This is a really human experience.
Yeah. Yes.
I feel like the one thing that I'm reading is she's like, people are saying like she doesn't have the right to be upset. She is upset. She, right? You're like, whether you have the right to or not, like you're upset.
Totally.
Your response is you're upset.
They've been friends since they were what, 3 years old?
Like, she said best friends. And
of course she has the right to be upset.
I feel like this happens to a lot of people, like, because they're 26, right? This is such a mid-20s like experience realizing like you're living in different reality, like your relationships are different. People really experience this a lot in romantic relationships, right? When a breakup catches you off guard, but friendships I think are harder.
They're
because you can go a year without seeing each other, but you're still like, but we're best friends.
You're gonna break up. Yeah.
And also like she clearly had like a dream scenario in her head of like, we've been friends for this long. This is how, this is what's going to happen. I'm going to be at her wedding. And it's like, I'm going to be a bridesmaid. But what the boyfriend is kind of saying to her is like, you guys haven't, that's the tough thing is of childhood friends. We've talked about this before is like, things shift when you get older. Like you have the image in their head of your friendship years ago, but you're not really taking into account what does the friendship look like right now?
Yeah.
And clearly, she wasn't being that great of a friend. And so, I mean, she doesn't consider her a priority.
And what's so hard about the 20s too is like, it's not like when we grew up where it was like, you have clear like grades and like, oh, I'm not in middle school anymore. I'm in high school. Or it's like, our 20s, things go for different people at different times. Some people will find their life partner and kind of cocoon up at one age. And some people are like, oh, nothing's changed. I'm 26. It's the same since I was 19.
Yes.
Yeah. But then some people get jobs faster than others. And it's the wild, wild west.
Yep.
And you can be like literally grow up with somebody and have the exact same like upbringing.
Yep.
But then your 20s, it's like, oh, I didn't really start living my life till I was 30 because of blank, blank, blank.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a mess, especially for female friendships when we have this weird way of being like, we're doing everything together. So yes. Then when one person gets married before the other, you feel like somebody cheated on somebody. And you're like, no, we're just best friends. We're just here to support each other.
Yeah.
And this is like such a heartbreak. I feel for OP so deeply. And the worst thing to do in this situation is to call your mom because she's going to say that.
She's going to go, no, literally.
Because your mom is going to fuck you up.
Your mom's not the right person for advice. She go, and honestly, I thought you girls were lesbians when you were kids. Honestly, were you not?
Some moms are good at this. But when you are feeling this way, I don't know.
Do not call your mom is not your first call.
I'm glad OP has a boyfriend that's like, hey, I wasn't around to grandfather this person in. But based off of when I met them, the behaviors aren't the greatest.
The boyfriend is there to be like, hey, you're biased from your whole life of being friends with this person. But in the 2 years that I've experienced, she's not your friend.
You can get really blinded.
She's just an acquaintance to you.
And that's the best place to seek advice is someone who's in your present.
Yes.
Rather than your mom who's just going to be like, well, we grow up.
That's why I think childhood friendships are really, really tough.
Yeah.
Because the boundaries aren't created. And therefore, you've gone years without boundaries, obviously, because you're kids. And then these things occur where one person has a specific view on how the friendship should go. And it sounds like this person, her life is moving fast, the one who's getting married.
Yeah.
They got a house. Yeah. She has other things going on. I don't know if she's doing this maliciously. I don't think she is.
That's just childhood friendships. Now add on this weird fucking thing we do with bridesmaids.
Yes.
Which is then be like, it's already weird to grow apart or feel like you're still there and one person's growing away. And then there's like this, here is my MySpace top 8. Like, here are my girls.
Yeah.
And when you're not included in that,
this is why I don't like bridesmaids. For me, I was like, my bridesmaids are just my sisters because I do not want to pick and choose friends because it really like ranks.
It is a ranking type
and
of situation.
I hate it. And for what? Like literally bridesmaids, like for what? They're like helping you and—
But like why rank them?
What's tough is like they're friends. They've been lifelong friends and— This happens, I think this is very common with like childhood friends where you talk like once a year sometimes. Like depending on where you are in life, like you get in touch every now and then, but you're like, you're still there. But she's like, like two friends of hers from their neighborhood, two of them are people from our neighborhood that I had no idea they were that close of friends. And it's like, but what's also the unfortunate reality here is it's like, hey, yeah, you guys are living two completely different lives. You don't know what her life is. So clearly, these are strangers to you that in the time that you've been apart, like, she's gotten really close to these people. Like,
she's
you're on your own
life.
Journeys.
And I have been there. I've sent that text about the house, but not specifically, but being like, whoa, huge update in your life. You didn't tell me.
Yeah.
Or you're just kind of noticing it as it's happening.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you're not trying to, like, cause any drama, but you're like, oh my God, you didn't tell me.
No, it's hard to be like, it's hard when you like pick your head up from the sand and go, oh my God, this person that I used to talk to every day is now, you know, married or is having a kid or is blah, blah, blah. It's a really intense emotion and feeling.
It's tough. And
it's hard.
I've had a couple times, not like this, not of this caliber, but in life, especially when I was younger, where I have like really close friends, but then I see that close friend kind of become more involved with another group of friends and kind of like, and there's this kind of fear of like, oh shoot, like I'm getting stranded.
Yeah.
Like, oh fuck,
triggering.
It's a feeling of betrayal, but is it betrayal? You know, it's like kind of like, no, especially when in this type of situation where it's not like you're in school every day and it's like, oh, you're physically leaving me. It's like, no, in your life, you found some other stuff.
You're not feeling chosen.
This episode of Reddit Stories is sponsored by ZocDoc. Talking on the phone can be one of the most anxiety-inducing experiences known to man. That's why I never answer my calls. Like Trevor, he knows it makes me nervous, but always insists on calling me. That's why when booking an appointment with a doctor, I use ZocDoc. ZocDoc lets you search and compare local, in-network doctors. You can see actual appointment openings and click to instantly book a visit. ZocDoc is free to use and appointments can happen fast, usually within 24 to 72 hours. No phone calls needed. They have more than 150,000 providers within 200 plus specialties across all 50 states, so I'm sure I can find a doctor to help my anxiety of answering the phone. Maybe Trevor just wants to say hi, right? I don't know. Look, your health matters, and taking care of yourself shouldn't be complicated. Find and book the right doctor with ZocDoc. Head to ZocDoc.com/PittReddit to get started and check that appointment off your to-do list. That's ZocDoc.com/PittReddit. Back to the show. But what I will also say in my life, and I know I'm a very different person from OP, but like...
You've never been one to settle. Stand down or stand still. You're a lifelong learner, energized by excellence. There's a fire inside you you can't ignore. You've got competition to outrun, momentum to build on, and your own high standards to meet. Stop now? Not a chance. At Capella University, we help you catch what you're chasing because you've always had the drive. Now, go earn the degree. Capella University, what can't you do? Visit capella.edu to learn more.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Ben, I've been reflecting a lot lately on how many big life moments our listeners have experienced with us.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
They've watched us go from dating shows to engagements, weddings, babies, buying homes. Every stage comes with new decisions.
The milestones are the fun part, but the planning is where things get real.
That's why Klarna stands out. Klarna gives people smarter tools to help manage everyday money with flexible ways to pay, cash back that builds automatically, everything in one place, and support that makes everyday decisions feel less overwhelming.
Since life moves so fast, the right tools can help you feel more confident. Download the Klarna app today or visit Klarna.com to learn more.
California resident loans made or arranged pursuant to a California finance law license, NMLS number 1353190. Klarna balance account required to be eligible for cashback points. Limitations, terms, and conditions apply.
Like, I have also had close friends where we have drifted apart to some degree. Not like drifted apart where we're not friends, but drifted apart where we're not like, oh, we're our best friends. But then another 5 years go by and suddenly you're kind of back. And it's like, that also happens. I wouldn't be surprised if 10 years from now, when they're both 36, like the right circumstances happen that you...
It's a double helix, I think. I think friendships are a double helix. And sometimes you're on the outer rim of it and it's really far away. And sometimes you come back together years later. But I think what's important is this person who's getting married, these are the people that she sees, that she's sharing. Mm-hmm. Also... the way she described the person who's getting married partner, she's not really a fan of the partner. And to be like close in the close-knit friendship, like the person who's doing the wedding, you want people who are like tight with you and your partner.
Yeah,
and I'm not saying bad on OP, but I'm saying is like they are creating their own community. Mm-hmm. And in a way, it's like it is really hard and that does suck. And also... you should go to the wedding and support her and kind of give a send-off because that's just what's happening.
Yeah. I think, like, the hardest part right now is, like, she doesn't want to go because she's so hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
and I get that.
And I totally, honestly, I feel for this story more than so many of our stories because it's just, like,
this is heartbreaking.
Human. Yeah. And it's so relatable. And it sucks to be the friend that misses the friend that doesn't miss you. It sucks.
The boyfriend is really who I think nailed it. It was just like, she is not prioritizing you.
Yeah.
But you know, I think
I would
feel just like OP and I wouldn't want to go to the wedding, but I would hope my people would remind me to go and be my best self. I think I would go, a 20s me would go and be like kind of still upset. But you don't, you want the best. Like you said, they could be friends again. She should go no matter what, is what I think. Mm. I think it's hard.
She'll regret it.
I think it's really hard to go, but I think it's the right thing to do.
If she needs to get some closure too, like closure of, not the end of this friendship, but this friendship is shifted out of the season like that it was in.
Yeah, she's also, honestly though, I would respect if she was like, you know what? every time I'm around this person, they make me feel this way.
That's
I'm not going to go.
That is also true.
Fair. If she,
it's
if,
fair.
Because talking to her boyfriend, and her boyfriend's like, this person is not a good friend to you. If this is what she's writing out in this story, like, yeah. if she's maybe coming to terms with more, if there's more
right.
to it, then also fair at any point to be like, you know what, like,
I'm out.
I don't want to. You don't have to be friends with someone,
yep.
right?
Yeah, both are fair. I think it's
I think it's, this so far just feels, it's just reminding me of situations in my life where it's just complicated and it's not like she's not doing awful things to me, but it's just like, oh, but she's really just not like being super considerate of me.
And when someone's not choosing you, you don't want to choose them back. You want to make them feel the way they're making
you
feel.
It's such a human story. It's such a
something
real,
we can all relate
such
to.
Such a real
as well.
Situation. Comments on it. I'm saying this gently, but I think that in your mind, you're still closer than you actually are.
Yeah.
You grew apart. It happens. It doesn't
True.
Mean she doesn't care about you or doesn't love you, but you're not as close as you were in high school, and that's okay. Sometimes people grow apart and get back together. You say you didn't even know she was friends with some of her bridesmaids, so how often do you talk really to not know that? Yeah. I think you'll regret not going, and it's something you won't be able to take back. Mm. Someone said, I think you're not considering the state of your friendship now, but the friendship you had 10 years ago. OP responded saying, I think I'm holding on to sentimental value rather than realistic, which I need to work on.
Mm. Same, babe.
And then someone lastly said,
and just having a therapeutic
experience. OP, I think, is very, I think OP is writing it out because they've already come to terms with it a little bit. But someone said, you are no longer close friends and you haven't been for a long time. She's been giving you many of these cues, but you've chosen to ignore them until now. I understand that this is painful, but it's also not your business. It would be totally inappropriate for you to confront her because she hasn't done anything wrong and doesn't owe you an explanation.
Okay.
All you can do is finally recognize that this is no longer a close relationship and move forward from there. If you choose not to attend the wedding, send your regrets and congratulations politely and leave it at that.
This is OP's mom.
That person commenting?
She's like, you know what? I'm going to tell her flat out enough with this.
Honestly, just that commenter. This commenter is in the is in
yes.
the
can
you
be
like,
can you have
be,
to be
can
the,
be the
commenter.
Husband? I think I've got it. I think I've got it.
He's like, she said 15 more minutes. Hey, babe, I think it's time to come on upstairs. It's time to go to bed.
1 second.
Yeah.
I'll be right there.
See, I knew what you were doing, but I needed to see her.
She needed to she got closure.
I needed to see her.
You don't owe her anything. It would be inappropriate. I was like, okay, it's time to go to bed.
And then she looks back on the old picture of her and her friend Madison or something, and she's like,
I'll kill her one day.
Or she goes, I'm glad I murdered her.
I'm glad she's dead.
Yeah.
And I murdered all her plates,
and
too.
And I murdered all her plates, too.
All right.
Tell me we'll have sex with my husband.
And he's like, God, I'm exhausted. Woo, toots galore over here.
He's like, I've been tied up for 5 hours now. Come
God,
on.
I have to
Babe,
poop.
Are you done commenting on Reddit stories?
He can see the computer screen.
Babe,
is this really necessary?
Just press enter. You don't even know this woman.
And she goes, anything you say would be inappropriate.
I'm losing blood in my hands.
All right. Our next story comes from wedding shaming and wedding planning. So I don't know which one it started on, but here we go. This was posted in August of, this was posted yesterday.
What is happening?
As of reading this, this was posted yesterday.
I'm loving this fresh batch of pancakes, folks.
Me too.
Here we go. This one reads, what's the worst thing you've ever seen happen at a wedding? I'll go first.
I love that. Such a good title.
What's the worst thing you've ever seen happen at a wedding? Just kidding. I'm not asking.
I'll go first.
This is the title. Fuck you.
This question was posted in the subreddits Wedding Shaming and Wedding Planning. We've highlighted a few of our favorite comments. So, someone wrote, face pushed into the cake, which is dreadful enough on its own. The cake had rods in it to keep the layers in place. At least the bride's eye was missed and her cheek isn't badly scarred. Marriage did not last long.
Oh!
I despise that tradition.
I despise that tradition.
I don't get it.
I despise when someone is...
Hell.
No, I think that tradition sucks.
No, I like it for a seven-year-old. On his Baskin-Robbins cake.
Baskin-Robbins.
And he's Baskin. I don't like it for a wedding. That's crazy.
There were rods in the cake. Why didn't the cake person go out and go, hey, heads up,
rods.
Because they don't need to be there.
They're drunk.
They drop it off and they leave. The cake people do not need to stay all day.
Fuck that. That's crazy. Enough. Make your own cake, I swear to God.
I wish we knew who pushed her.
It was the husband.
It's the groom.
Get a fucking life.
Well, it's always
seriously.
Groom. Well, it's always the groom, right?
The groom? By the way, she probably spent hundreds on makeup.
Oh, and he probably has no fucking... He probably was literally asleep or jacking
off. He's
probably
like, what's on your face? Or lipstick.
Playing golf when she was getting a full beat. Yeah. What a fucking... I didn't know that grooms do that. I only see people do
that's
it.
That's the tradition.
Wait,
the grooms
so
do it.
Two people go up and they go, yay, let's split the cake. And then a groom, if they're a dickhead...
I've seen like a bride and groom like put cake on each other's face, but not go, hey!
Yeah, I know, because it shouldn't happen.
Yeah, it's a lot of the like cake in the face, which I still don't like. I'm just like, that's... Unless it's like, oh, this is their vibe and they both talked about it and they both think it's funny.
Yeah,
well,
her name
rods.
Is... Brenda, I like cake on my face. Yeah.
For some reason,
if that's your new last name,
that feels
what's gonna happen.
No, I don't know. I
all
don't
right.
like that.
You're disgusting.
You're disgusting.
Go take a shower.
Someone said
I would love to.
Someone said went to a wedding once where the invitation said that there won't be music at the reception and asked everyone who plays an instrument to bring one and they would have a jam session for reception entertainment instead.
I used to be friends with people
me
like that.
Me too. I literally went to college with 90% of these people.
I went to theater school. That was all of it.
Yeah.
The only person who brought an instrument was the groom who played the didgeridoo. So the reception was just 20 or so minutes of the groom playing the didgeridoo before someone took pity on them and retrieved their laptop from their car and blasted whatever was saved in their iTunes. Every other part of the wedding was BYO as well. Bring your own food, drinks, and chairs. We forgot about the chairs part and had to stand. I really only went to this wedding so I could see the train wreck, and I was not disappointed. Edited to add...
What is this fucking Sinespia?
Edited to add, this seriously. Took place in Iowa, a place not known for the didgeridoo whatsoever. And the didgeridoo was not in the cultural heritage of anyone present, including the bride and groom. The groom just thought didgeridoos were neat. Oh, fuck.
This feels like literally lot of people I went to college
you
with.
You know that there were so many hacky sacks at that wedding.
Of course. The man had dreads and he was white.
I'm picturing the guy that gets his laptop out of his car, like the first 2 hours, yeah. He's like, it's fine. And I'm not going to get it. I'm not going to get it.
And the girlfriend's like,
I'm going to get it.
And then he plays it. It's just fucking
and it's there's no speakers.
Suey.
It's just a laptop. Just
System of a Down.
And he's like, sorry, I don't have YouTube Premium. Here's Uptown Funk with an ad for Acura.
I don't even think it's that
getting
good.
Tired of the ads. Happy wedding to Brenda and Jim.
Jim. And Jim's like, whoa, his dreads.
And Brenda's like, hey, babe, we can have sex, whatever. Can you put the didgeridoo down?
All right. Someone said the best man called the bride the groom's ex's name twice during his reception speech. Twice. Someone said one of my friends had their wedding at a nature conservatory. Beautiful setting. It was in an old but maintained giant log cabin with the dance floor and bar outside overlooking the forest.
Whoa.
Then it started raining caterpillars from the trees above. They were everywhere. But one landed right...
Is that a turn of phrase?
No. Just they're caterpillars.
Because it's out in the woods. It's at a conservatory.
Fall.
One landed right in my bra as I was waiting for a drink.
That's kind of fun.
And I said, sir... Sir, let me sip my martini first.
Sir, there's a bug in my breast. Can you get it? I thought they were going to say there was like some hawk. Like,
no, they needed some birds to eat the caterpillars because there's caterpillars
you're
everywhere.
So you're, all right.
So there's parts of the country where it just caterpillars just start. Yeah.
Like, well, they're like
down.
In the forest, so there's trees above.
They're
them,
like
so
they're going. They're like inching on little branches.
But it's just like, oh, they're done.
No, they...
It's like constant?
They do it on the East Coast. You'll be walking and it's like boom, 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 boom. Yeah!
Because they're hanging, they're going to make cocoons and turn into butterflies.
Yeah, they're going to turn into butterflies. Yeah.
They're gonna
beautiful
go into,
butterflies.
They're going into women's bras and making a cocoon of a butterfly. Yeah.
The groom got too drunk and hooked up with the maid of honor. It was so embarrassing. I'm assuming the bride never turned the marriage license into the clerk and recorder. Someone replied, at the wedding? What the hell? I've read stories about
me too.
Where were they? Bathroom?
At the wedding. I don't know.
You sick fuck.
God, he's such a dad.
I don't know.
I don't know. Next story.
Quite literally, it's not there. A bridesmaid fainted during the ceremony, attended one wedding where a guest sang a song about her love for the groom. The singer was the bride's friend. She had too much to drink. The song was from the 90s. Congratulations by a singer named Vesta. Here are some of the lyrics. Congratulations, I thought it would have been me standing here with you. Congratulations, I hope you're happy, because as long as I can breathe, you'll always be the one for me. Oh, oh. Why was I the last to know? I thought that we were special. My soul shakes, my heart breaks.
Wait, I know this song. You sang this at his wedding.
I did. I was really far away, and only you heard it.
Yeah.
But, and I kept being like, shh.
But you took a video of it, and I'll send it to you soon.
Great.
Look at him. He's like, next story.
They continue. After singing a few bars, the DJ cut in and played some music. Someone took the friend out. Bride didn't get upset, and people just danced. I'm not sure what possessed her to do that. It happened fairly quickly.
Took the friend out?
They just, killed her.
Good on that DJ,
like,
though.
Amy! Hey, Amy, that was a great song. Boom! Go!
That
Sorry.
DJ did a very scary but right thing.
Yeah.
What song did he play?
I can't sing any of them.
Celine Dion, Power of Love, probably.
He probably sang, I love when she take control. She
You can do this.
We whack them all.
We've been talking about just all this awful stuff. Is there any, like, what is something at a wedding that you're like, that was awesome? That was the coolest thing I saw at a wedding. Like,
okay.
they crushed this.
Oh. Well, at my wedding, I danced in a cage, and there was a guy who was dressed like Santa, and he joined me.
Very cool.
You're joking.
Holy shit.
I'm actually not kidding.
What?
It was like late at night. We didn't rent a club, but we decided to go in. We're like, oh, whatever, let's try this. We went in. There was no one on the dance floor except for this old man who was dressed like Santa.
And there was a cage?
This is in May. And there was a cage at the club.
Right,
like where like sexy girls would dance in the cage. And I decided to get up there in my wedding dress. And the guy joined me. And he was going like this to my butt. And I was going like this to his butt. There's videos of it.
That's really special.
That's really special.
That happened.
That's really
anything
weird.
Else?
Really special.
That's really special.
Oh, my cousin took off her wedding dress and swam in the ocean that was like right there.
Whoa.
Just her.
Oh, just by herself.
She was
honestly,
by herself.
Cool.
She just swam in the ocean in the middle of
her
wedding.
That's the beginning of Jaws.
And came back. It's not snowflake.
I'm trying to think what's like the coolest thing I've seen.
I've come up with two, so it's crazy.
Okay.
I'll think of one.
Emily wrote down one that I really like. My cousin had a mashed potato bar at their wedding when I was a kid, and that slapped.
And I bet as kids, you're like,
oh, that's incredible.
Oh my God.
That's amazing.
That is actually amazing.
Holy shit.
I was at a wedding where they brought out some affogato cart that just rocked our at the perfect time. Right when everyone was like, I want to keep eating sweets, but I don't want them. But I keep wanting to dance, but I'm tired.
Oh.
They brought in this fucking...
No, honestly, I could do a dry wedding if it was like, but we have this sick-ass, like, cafe. Like, if we have, like, some nice coffee drinks.
Yeah.
Coffee and ice cream, I'm like, that's better than alcohol. I'll do that all night.
I love weddings that come out with like a little surprise later. You know how weddings like will come out with pizza maybe sometimes at the end of the night?
The snacks. It's a huge thing now. It's like almost now the last like couple weddings I've been to all have it. Where it's like late night bites.
Wow.
And, oh my God. When they drop those chicken fingers.
That's awesome.
Like right before they close the dance floor. Yeah.
And you
know what I did at the last wedding I went to? I found a to-go box. Cause I knew we were in the middle of buttfuck nowhere. And I went, we're all gonna
I have a cousin from buttfuck.
Oh my God, I love that
place. Anyway, here you are, that was really good.
You're
I got
so
a to-go
dumb.
Box and I saved it till 4 a.m.
So
and I ate it.
Dumb.
That was really good.
He's gonna keep laughing.
I'm just done the dumbest joke ever. Go on, okay. You got a to-go box.
And then I ate the food later.
And then, there we go.
Now you made her skip right to the end.
Yours was so much funnier.
Sorry, I fast forward on yours.
Yours was so much funnier.
I have a cousin from buttfuck.
Oh, it was the genuine. Oh, I have a cousin.
Wow, I guess we haven't been to too many great weddings.
No, I'm gonna
think
on
I think
it.
We've all been to like very chill. Like
no,
I've not had
any, some
I've
crazy
not had
shit.
Some I've not had major drama at any weddings I've been to.
Me neither.
We were talking about cool things to happen at weddings. That's
like. Yes, but I'm saying like it just sounds like we've been to some chill weddings. The worst of any of the weddings that I've been to is I've seen some people get a little too drunk.
Oh.
Or like a lot too drunk.
Like, but not, 90%.
Not an embarrassing speech, not an embarrassing, like not a public, like, whoa. Yeah.
Oh, I have seen a heckler at a wedding.
You've never been one to settle. Stand down or stand still. You're a lifelong learner, energized by excellence. There's a fire inside you you can't ignore. You've got competition to outrun, momentum to build on, and your own high standards to meet. Stop now? Not a chance. At Capella University, we help you catch what you're chasing because you've always had the drive. Now, go earn the degree. Capella University, what can't you do? Visit capella.edu to learn more.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Ben, I've been reflecting a lot lately on how many big life moments our listeners have experienced with us.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
They've watched us go from dating shows to engagements, weddings, babies, buying homes. Every stage comes with new decisions.
The milestones are the fun part, but the planning is where things get real.
That's why Klarna stands out. Klarna gives people smarter tools to help manage everyday money with flexible ways to pay, cash back that builds automatically, everything in one place, and support that makes everyday decisions feel less overwhelming.
Since life moves so fast, the right tools can help you feel more confident. Download the Klarna app today or visit Klarna.com to learn more.
California resident loans made or arranged pursuant to a California finance law license, NMLS number 1353190. Klarna balance account required to be eligible for cashback points. Limitations, terms, and conditions apply.
Oh my God.
She heckled every speech. And no. She's this older woman. She was
That's
older.
Awesome.
She heckled every speech.
She can do whatever she wants.
Moving on to our next story. This next one comes from Am I the Asshole Weddings?
Ooh.
Whoa, combining things. Here we go. This was posted in March of this year. Am I the asshole for saying no when my sister-in-law asked for my husband's nieces and nephews to put on a performance at our wedding?
Whoa. Oh, God. This is so weird.
This is getting funky.
My husband and I are having our ceremony later in the year. My sister-in-law has asked my husband if his nieces and nephews can put on a performance at our wedding. I personally feel like the way our wedding is planned, having them do some type of performance just doesn't fit in at any point. It's not a traditional wedding, and we have changed a lot about the way the ceremony will be performed. Another point is that these are all children. They are all under 10 years old. I feel like this will come across as more talent showy, and I just can't see it happening in any way that's fitting for a wedding. I was also shocked that she'd asked for something like that. She's never asked about our wedding plans. My husband asked for my thoughts privately, and I immediately said no. I expressed that due to his family's history with him, I would not be accommodating to them, probably ever. Whoa. They have a history of taking advantage of my husband's kindness, especially when it comes to his nieces and nephews. I've been very clear about my boundaries from the beginning. He understands and respects it. He also began drawing his own boundaries, and I'm so proud of him for that. I'm admittedly very guarded, but my immediate gut feeling was that she was asking this for selfish reasons. I'm not sure why, but this request doesn't sit right with me, especially with her lack of interest in our entire wedding. My husband sees it differently. He thinks it was an innocent request. I'm seeing the overall picture, but he's just considering the request, so it may seem innocent. I would have been fine with it if my husband wanted it or even the kids. I've asked my best friend, two cousins, and my cousin's girlfriend. They all said it was a weird request. However, they might be biased. I just need some outside perspective. Am I the asshole for saying no? Edit for further context. I tried not to use too many details as the people involved use Reddit, but fuck it. That's where my cousin's from. She asked...
Bumfuck.
Fuck it is next to bumfuck.
Yeah. Well, this is butt fuck it. Which is also near Nantucket. She asked for them to perform a dance. They aren't dancers. I asked my husband if they could, and he said they're like a 4 out of 10. This furthered my bewilderment.
Damn.
Oh, so the kids can't dance? Then absolutely not.
Kids.
I don't dictate his boundaries. I just make mine clear. My in-laws are complicated. I've watched them use and take my husband for granted for years. I'll start with his parents. They're racist.
They're also from Bumpa.
Like, okay, and we'll start. My in-laws are complicated. And then two, they're racist.
They're racist.
They had a terrible reaction when he showed them my photo.
Oh!
Okay, that gives a lot of... Okay. They've also used him to support the entire household while allowing his brother to be verbally abusive towards him. He's cut that off and doesn't interact with his brother, who is also a racist. His sister, the one who asked, used him as an on-call babysitter for years. My husband would work his 9-to-5 Monday to Friday only for his sister to drop her kids off on a Friday night and expect him to babysit until whenever. I listened to him vent about this until I sat him down and explained he was allowing it. He's since cut that out completely and only helps his mom with the kids now and then. She also knowingly made terrible choices in who she procreated with, so she has no help from the father. That is an entire story on its own. My husband has been very open about wanting to cut down contact with his family and not have them too involved in our lives once we close on our home. I would never dictate how he should interact with them. We've both been clear about managing our own families, and he's been very, very open about not tolerating their BS. It's a huge shift from what they're accustomed to, and it's been almost 2 years since he made that change. Okay, well, I feel like this one's pretty clear.
Yeah, this one's pretty clear.
To ask for a sister-in-law, for anyone to ask, like, oh, can my children put on a performance at your wedding?
You is know
like,
what? No.
Hey, you know, I know it's your wedding, but can it be about my children?
And it would
what
be.
What if it was about my children?
It would be a lot of organizing. It would be like, okay, go. And honestly, those kids will probably get up there and not do it.
They're going to freeze up in front of a huge crowd.
Have you ever been like, oh my God, blah, 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 is so good at this, do it.
Look,
they're always like, sucks.
I don't know these kids, but like, I've been in the entertainment industry a long time. These kids don't have what it takes.
Oh my God. They're a 4 out of 10.
These kids are not ready for this
they're
shit.
They're a 4 out of 10.
This
is what
guy was
he
on
said.
So random. He knows.
Yeah, I'm a Disney kid. Look,
yeah,
I know.
It's crazy.
No, this sucks for every. You know, those kids are also going to be like, oh, I don't want to fucking do this. Like,
And you know what? They will literally, she'll make the time, she'll organize this, she'll be stressed about it the whole day, and they literally will not do anything.
What are they going to perform? Like,
hi, I'm a kid.
Hello, I'm a kid.
I'm a kid, and this is my sister. Hey, I'm his sister.
My dad's a racist. Yeah. My dad's a racist.
My mom's a racist, and my uncle cut it off.
What are they gonna... It's so bizarre to me.
It's clear that OP has, like, clearly from how awful this family is, has just like smelled it immediately of just like, oh, this is going to be something so much worse than what she's saying this is about to be. Like,
yeah.
This is, do not give them anything.
I even think it's inappropriate to be like, can my kids be the flower girls?
You can't, yeah, just to
or the
ask.
The ring bearer. But like, even that.
Because the bride
like,
and groom
can they perform?
Need to,
I agree.
The bride and groom ask that. Yeah, it's not even straight to those things. It's like, hey, can we have a moment for my children?
Like, what in the Shirley Temple hell?
What in the Shirley Temple hell? This reminds me of that orphan story we read forever ago, remember?
When the orphan was like, I think, the orphan say, oh, we talked about an orphan tap dancing being like.
Yeah. Sorry,
No, it's okay.
No, we're just hanging out.
I think something a request like this at like a family reunion or something is fine. Like a big family, like if it's an equal event for everyone, but this is a wedding.
I'm sorry, you should not have any outside requests for
you
a
don't
wedding.
Get to make requests at a wedding.
It's the bride and groom's wedding, unless you are the parents and you are paying. Still, if you're the parents and you are paying, like you shouldn't have that many requests. It's their wedding.
No.
She's not the asshole.
As a kid who wanted to perform at things.
Yeah.
There, I said it.
We all did, didn't we?
I don't think I ever, like asked. I think I would just be like, Grandma, Grandpa, stand here. Let me show you our play.
Sure.
Like, I don't think we were, like, looking for, like,
we would improvise.
Booked.
I feel like what would naturally happen with kids at a wedding is, like, on the dance floor at some point, like, the kids would be, like, out. Like, there would be a number where the kids go out and, like,
they have
really
their time.
The hardest I have ever laughed this summer. One of the billions of weddings I went to, we're all crowding around this little girl in this bright tutu, and she was confused. And for some reason, it was her parents were like, yeah, and we're all circling around her, we're dancing, and she's like, and then my friend looks at me and did her voice and went, you're probably wondering how I got it.
That is so funny.
That's great.
But yeah, the kids aren't gonna be like, kids don't even know what you're doing at under 10. They're just at a wedding being like, I want to go home.
There's food, there's dessert, and I'm probably going to have to stay up till late. Like,
that's it.
My favorite, I think I told this story before, but my favorite, because my nieces and nephews were at one of our like wedding celebration things, and they're incredible, and they're like so kind, and they're around like 10, right?
Yeah.
But my nephew's the youngest. We had like a cupcake tower. My mom and the relative who made the cupcakes were very much like, okay, like the bride and groom need to have the cupcakes first, like to have that moment, you know, whatever. But my brother's like, hey, so my nephew, like, he's just like, he really wants a cupcake. Can he get one early? And I was like, yeah, dude, he can have a cupcake. Yeah. Like, and then it was just kind of like, we're going to be secretive about it. And at one point, like, I'm there at the wedding, like talking to people. And I just look and I see in the corner of this venue, I just see my nephew in the corner facing the wall eating a cupcake. Because he's trying to like be really secretive, and it's my favorite moment from the whole way. Because it's so funny of him just be like, "I'm not gonna make a big deal out of this, but I just really need a cupcake."
And I love
like,
that.
I was like, "That's fucking valid, man."
Facing the wall, just like,
Are you know those?
They
cupcakes?
Were really good cupcakes. So
you know those cupcakes with like colored icing that change your tongue.
Yeah.
And he turns around, he's like, "Yeah, I'm fine."
Your cousin blue. Or your brother has the blue tongue, and he's like, "My kid really wants a cupcake."
And I'm like, "Did you?" He's like, "He wants one. I don't need one.
Dying.
He's covered in. I don't want one. He wants one."
That's so cute.
It was very adorable.
So cute.
It's my favorite moment. All right. Some comments here. Not the asshole. It's your wedding, so that's reason enough to say no. It's your and your fiance's day, not your sister-in-law's or the kids. I've also never heard of or seen a children's performance at a wedding. Seems odd in every way. Whatever her reasons, just say no. That's not our vibe, but we look forward to seeing your children perform at the appropriate place and time. for instance, their school/dance, etc. Yes. recitals. I hope you have a wonderful wedding and marriage. Someone said, not the asshole. It's weird that she wants to make your wedding a background for the children in their family. I would decline that request. Someone said, my friend hired a local drag queen to play her rich, gay, eccentric uncle at the wedding. She gave him all kinds of random details to gaslight her family with. Her sister, maid of honor, was in on it and helped. She said it was fantastic, and it's been 20 years and people still ask about Uncle Malcolm. Someone said, I've never seen a children's performance except when I was in school, and every single one of them sucked.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God.
But it's true.
My favorite are the kids' performances where you see all the kids are looking at the teacher in the wings, and they're all going like...
And the teacher's going like...
The teacher's like... She's going... And you're like...
And then she goes... And there's one kid who's just going...
Yeah, the one kid is just like, I'm not doing this. I don't believe in this material.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, good news. Update.
Yeah! The kids perform.
What do we think is going to happen?
I think the kids are going to do it anyways.
You think I feel like this just, with how awful this family sounds,
yeah.
She's going to be like,
the
well,
woman's
going to
go, oh, sorry. My kids have a little performance that they want to do for the, she's going to do it anyways.
Yeah. I think that's a good point. Or she lost her mind and like wrote some like awful email.
Mm.
No, I vote yours.
That could be true. The bride, you mean?
Because I wonder if this family has truly had the boundaries like visibly put in front of them.
I think it might just be like we're done.
OP says like she's been working with her fiance to like set boundaries.
Yeah.
But I wonder how obvious that is to the family yet.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Big fight or a dance?
It's a fight dance.
West Side Story. A few people have since asked for me to update. Here are the final developments. I did show this post to my husband. I'll be calling the problematic sister, P.S. My husband, we are legally married, but decided on having our ceremony and reception later in the year due to my mom undergoing chemo and radiation therapy for a rare type of cancer. Sat down with his nieces and nephews and asked them directly if they were interested in doing a dance. They all said no. The oldest one actually said, that would be so cringe. He asked if any of them had asked to do a dance or any type of performance at the wedding. They all said no again. All right. Knowing this, my husband felt comfortable saying no as the kids didn't even want this.
Yeah.
He broached the topic with PS in the car so it could be discussed privately. He said, hey, about the dance, I've decided on no. P.S. started raising her voice, asking him why. He said he just didn't want it. She flipped out and started shouting at him. She accused him of not loving her or her kids anymore. He asked her why she would think that. She said because he won't babysit for her and it's hindering her life. My husband just asked if P.S. didn't think that it was hindering our lives having to be her on-call babysitter and that he had no part in making her kids. P.S. screamed at him that he was selfish for not allowing them to do a dance and that not everything is about us. Not everything is about us on our wedding day. She also accused him of playing favorites with regards to me and her kids. She has obviously lost the fucking plot. He told PS that he knew the kids didn't even want to do anything like that, that this was all about her and her need for attention. Yeah. He also asked her how he could be playing favorites because I'm literally his wife. She was full on screaming, frothing at the mouth, raging at him about how he was ruining her life, that he was selfish and a terrible uncle. He just told her to pull over and he got out of the car. He took an Uber back to his cousin's house and ended up telling his parents what happened with PS. His parents instantly started reasoning with him to make peace with his sister because she's just like that. He just said no and he walked away from them. When he told me what happened, I was stunned because what is she on? I adore his nieces and nephews, but his sister is fucking unhinged. She blocked me on WhatsApp like I even care. She also deleted his contact but didn't block him so he wouldn't see her profile picture or statuses. She then made sure he overheard her saying this to a cousin. This woman is 40 years old. It's so embarrassing. My husband at that point fully saw the situation from my perspective. This was never an innocent ask. She eventually calmed down, unblocked us, and tried to start communicating with us again. We were gray rocking her. Gray rocking is a tactic that is used to combat manipulative and abusive behavior that involves becoming as uninteresting and unengaged as possible so that the other person loses interest. Our wedding day came and it was perfect. His other sister was so happy for us and she complimented everything. She was very impressed with how well done and well thought out our wedding was. She thanked me for getting toys, books, and having an activity area for all the kids. She said she knew it was a woman's touch. That was a really nice moment. PS was extremely reserved most of the day. She did not speak to us at all, but she proceeded to wail like a banshee during the ceremony. She even went to the washroom in the middle of it because she was so overwhelmed by her emotions. We literally did not pay her any mind. We couldn't see anything else but each other in that moment. The kids were very happy. They danced with everyone else, and no one else paid any mind to PS either. His parents seemed very happy for us, and his father spoke to me privately and said he knows I make his son happy. And that's all he wants. His mother was also reserved, but she was exceedingly happy to go show off pictures because our wedding lived up to their standards, I guess. We are going to be gray rocking PS without sacrificing the nieces and nephews. We really do love them and care for them.
Gray rocking.
Yeah, it's a term.
I've never heard of this term. Have you?
Never.
So, yeah, I mean, narcissists and manipulators, they want a reaction out of you.
I've, like, seen the tactic. I've never heard of the
same. Yeah, it's a great, because a gray rock is just uninteresting. So the more that you just give them nothing is kind of the way, right? Like,
this woman, man, she clearly has some issues that she needs to work out that she's been projecting onto her brother forever.
I worry about those kids because what is she deciding they want to do that they don't actually want to do?
Right.
She just wants them to do it.
Right.
No, that's, and then her wailing during the ceremony was her clearly wanting attention again.
Yeah, jeez.
I've been in a wedding where someone is sobbing so, so hard.
Like happy sobbing?
Like yelling out sobbing?
I've definitely been around someone who's crying a little too hard. We were like, damn, man, it's all good. You know what I mean?
You're like, this is kind of a good thing.
Yeah. It's a good time.
It's a good time. We're having a good time here. That's such a wild story.
Yeah.
It sounds like this OP is a badass. It sounds like she knows herself.
Yeah.
She knows her boundaries and... I'm really glad that she was able to kind of get her husband on the same page as her.
I know. It seems like she found a really good one in kind of a tough family.
Yeah.
Like really tough. And that they love each other so much. We didn't notice anyone during the wailing.
Yeah. How could you not? It's just like, and anyways, no.
And they're like, I love you.
Yeah. All right. We're moving on to our final story.
Whoa.
Yeah. Our final story comes from Wedding Drama. It was posted in June of 2025. My cousin's wedding had a surprise guest, a goat in a tux. Hell yeah.
Okay.
Last week.
Fancy.
I'm listening.
Yeah, I'm in there.
Last weekend, I attended my cousin's wedding. It was one of those charming, rustic, chic setups. A barn venue, fairy lights, burlap runners, and a folksy guy playing acoustic love songs. It was beautiful, really. Everything was going smoothly until it was time for the ring bearer to walk down the aisle. Everyone turned expectantly, phones ready, and instead of a child in a little suit, out came Gregory. Gregory is a goat. Gregory is a goat, a real living goat in a tuxedo. Apparently, the couple thought it would be adorable to have their pet goat carry the rings, and it might have worked if Gregory was in the mood to cooperate. He wasn't.
Hell yeah.
Rather than walk down the aisle, Gregory decided to do his own thing. He wandered off course, dragged the poor flower girl behind him, and made a beeline for the guest book table. He tried to eat it, the actual guest book. My aunt screamed, the groom was cracking up, the officiant barely blinked, a total professional. Meanwhile, the rest of us sat there frozen between confusion and laughter. Eventually, the best man lured Gregory away with a breadstick from the appetizer table, which was honestly the most heroic thing I saw all day. The rings were intact, the ceremony continued, and all was well, except Gregory managed to sneak into nearly every photo, just standing there like he was part of the bridal party.
Oh my God.
I mean, he kind of was. It was chaotic, hilarious, and honestly kind of perfect in its own weird way. I don't know if it was the goat or the love in the air, but that wedding, unforgettable.
Oh, that's so cute.
It was the greatest of all time.
I love that.
If I'm at a wedding and there's some sort of animal like that, I'm like, this is the best wedding
ever. Best wedding ever.
There was a story we read years ago about someone bringing their pet raccoon to a wedding. And they were told not to bring the raccoon, so they're the asshole for bringing it against people's wishes. But if I was at a wedding and there was a raccoon, I'd be like, oh my God. I know who I'm getting drunk with all night.
I'd go, that's not a pet. Go home, lady.
You go, oh my God, finally, somebody to hit on.
It's just Shane and a raccoon on a little couch.
Imagine you're at a wedding. And like, imagine we're all at a wedding. We get invited. We have a mutual friend, all of us, and we go to a wedding. And halfway through the night, you've already had a couple drinks. You turn and you see me at a table by myself with a beer talking to a raccoon.
Shane,
I would be like, I fucking know.
That's awesome. I think Shane is finally having his heart to heart that he's needed.
I've walked two dogs down aisles.
Whoa.
Once I was paid to do it. When I was a big time dog walker for the stars.
Oh boy.
I had to go to a wedding, didn't know them, didn't know the dog. And they were like, we just need someone that will, the dog will
learn. Did you have to dress up?
I was in like all black, like a wedding photographer. Wow. And I had to like walk Bella down the aisle. And she was like, I had to put this tutu on her, and she did not like it. And then I was stuck with her the rest of the night.
You were there all night with this dog?
Because
But you were paid to watch the dog all night.
Yeah.
Wow. We have one comment on Gregory, and it is, I would take out a second mortgage on my house to pay whatever entry fee would be required to witness this.
Oh, of course. I love that Gregory was in every photo, too.
That's funny. Awesome.
He just walked in every photo.
Yeah. The best part about that is that he stayed for the rest of the thing.
Like, it's really polite that he did that.
Also, kind of crazy to give him the rings, like the most, like, cherished part of
he could have eaten them.
Like, Did they say he took the flower girl?
Well, I think the flower girl was kind of probably, like, tethered to him.
She's in the air like, ah!
She's being dragged on the ground.
Yeah. Anyways, these have been some wonderful stories today.
So good.
Really great conversation. Thank you both for joining me today.
Of course.
Thank you for your insights into the wedding world.
These wedding stories, I love them. Send us more.
Yeah, please. Yeah. They're so good.
Thank you for watching. I hope your weddings have been good. And if you're going to have a wedding eventually, I hope that's also good.
Have the best time. It's your day.
Yeah.
For you guys
God.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Oh. Someone catch it.
Wait, who?
Oh, here we go.
Are you throwing it there?
He's gonna get it. Oh.
What if you caught that at home?
Let us know in the comments if you caught that. All right, we'll see you next Saturday. Goodbye.
Bye.
Thanks again to DoorDash for sponsoring this episode. Needed that? Delivered. DoorDash. Order now.
There's a fire inside you you can't ignore. Stand still, not a chance. You're a lifelong learner who's come this far. Now, we are here to help you keep going further. Capella University, what can't you do? Visit capella.edu to learn more.